Greco Graphics.
Hi, is Becky in?
No, she's not. Can I help you?
Okay, is this Jim?
Yes.
Hey, Jim, it's Sam over at Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Okay, and yourself? Could you call me back, or could I put you on hold for a few minutes?
Yeah, sure, that's fine. I'll hold off.
Okay, hold up. I'll put you on hold. Hello?
Hey, Jim, still here.
Hey, I'm sorry about that.
Hey, no worries, no worries. Yeah, so it's Sam with Bank of Cardiff. I just wanted to give you guys a call, touch base. I know we've been speaking a few times over the year. I just want to see if you guys need any financing, have any projects coming up that we could help you out with.
Well, what is Bank of Cardiff?
Cardiff, we're a private business bank.
Yep.
Yeah, so we do you know, two main things. We finance equipment and we do working capital loans. So if you guys need cash or equipment, I believe you guys are pre-approved with us on both of those.
Really? What would I have to do to get the cash then?
Any idea how much you were looking for?
Well, what would I like to do would be to pay off this building, the mortgage on this one here. I got another building I'd like to pay off, and two personal loans. So it'd be about $300,000 to consolidate, because I'm paying, you know, monthly $4,000 or $5,000. And if I could have it down to one thing, it would be great.
Okay, yeah. So try to do some reconsolidation. We definitely have programs for it. Now, are you working on like a specific timeline that you want to get this done by, or what's that look like?
Well, I'd like to do it as soon as possible if it's something that we could do.
Okay, sure. Yeah, well, let's kind of go through things here and figure out exactly what we're working with. Now,
but you're a private bank. You don't have to follow the regulations and stuff.
Well, yeah, to a certain extent. We don't take deposits, so we're not a non-depository bank, so it leaves us a lot of room to maneuver.
Yeah.
But yeah, we deal strictly with businesses, only businesses, primarily a lender. So for the loans that you're looking to reconsolidate, walk me through those real quick. Let me know what you're looking at.
Let me get the paper. Hold up.
Sure.
What I have is a personal line of credit where I owe $64,000.
Okay.
And I'm paying $1,500 a month. I got a business line of credit of $47,000. Tell you the truth, these have gone down because this was last year, February of last year.
Uh-huh.
So we could take off 10 months or whatever.
Oh, on your balances?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, so on the 64, I paid $1,500 a month since last February. I've been paying.
On so 10 months, so about 15 grand under?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, you're probably right around the 50 mark on that, all right?
Yeah. And then on the 47, I'm paying $1,400. So let's take off another.
Oh, not bad. Okay.
You
so
know.
maybe like 12 on that. We'll
yeah.
say. Okay, so 35 there. Okay, what else you got?
And then I got a mortgage here in Billerica. Again, $70,000 minus $1,200 a month that I haven't missed a payment. So it's another...
another 12 or so, 12. We'll say there. Yeah.
Yep. And then a mortgage in Groton of 116 where I'm paying 14. So take off again. So it's probably closer to 100.
Okay. Gotcha.
So those are my numbers.
Now, are these... Okay, so there's the personal credit, the business credit, and the mortgages. Are the personal credit and the mortgages just on... Are they personal accounts or are they tied to the business?
Well, I got a personal one, and then I have a business one.
Oh, okay. And, you know, a little... I mean, I asked, but really, it's unsecured cash that we're looking at, so you're free to spend it however you'd like.
Yeah.
I just have... I have, you know, other options if it is tied directly to the business that we can explore.
Yeah.
But, you know, just want to get an idea of exactly kind of the landscape that we're working with. Okay.
Yeah.
So we got... We have the current balances that we're going to... We'd like to refi. Now, is there anything else with the business that you're looking for? Any additional cash, anything like that? Or are we looking strictly refi?
Just that. I think that would be enough to... Well, actually, could I pay off credit cards?
Absolutely. That's a pretty common one because those credit card rates can jump up.
Yeah. Give me another $40,000.
Okay. And are those credit cards on the business or are they personal?
Business.
Okay. Okay, cool. Gotcha. All right. So the way that we go about this is, you know, we're a business bank, so we do business loans. All the loans that we would do would be tied directly to the business. They would not go on your personal credit,
yeah.
But you would be free to use the funds, like I said, however you would like. So it gives you some maneuverability. Now, as far as the business goes, what do you guys do for your gross annual sales, like the top line revenue?
What my total sales are?
Yeah.
Maybe 800,000.
Okay, nice. And how long have you guys been in business?
30 years.
Oh, wow. All right. And is it you and your wife are the two owners of the business?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then how about as far as your personal credit goes, what does that look like? Is it good,
it's
bad,
fair.
Somewhere in the middle?
It's fair. It was not great a year ago, but we've been slowly trying to get back on track. I co-signed for my daughter's car loan and her student loans, and she's been screwing around.
Oh, I see. Okay. So from the sounds of it, you know, getting a loan that's going to be tied to the business credit is going to be a lot easier for you then.
Okay.
Now, how about is your wife's credit looking about the same?
Yes, both of us are about the same.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. All right. Now, do you guys have any current working capital loans out through the business right now?
No, this is everything on the table there I just told you.
Okay, great. Gotcha. All right, so what we can do is can look into getting you, you know, approved on the refi working capital programs. So it would be the unsecured cash. It's a pretty simple process. Pretty much all I would need is we take a look at the cash flow for the business. We'll take a look at your personal credit as well, the business credit. But to get you an approval, I would just need 6 months of bank statements and the most recent tax return that you guys have.
Okay, so 6 months of bank statements.
And did you guys have 2015 finished for the taxes?
I think so. 6 months of bank statements. And last tax return.
Yes. And then do you accept credit cards from your customers as payments?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so if that's the case, then I would also need 4 months of the merchant processing statements. So it's the bank statements, the processing statements, and the tax return. And with that, I can go ahead, get you an approval, and we'll turn around, see, kind of the total amount we can get and work backwards from there.
So 4 months processing for the credit card.
Yes. How about, what's a good email address I can send it? I'll send you the list of exactly what I need, and I'll have an application for you too. It's just a one-page application.
So it's Jim dot Greco Graphics
Okay.
at gmail.com.
Okay,
So
that's
now, how do you guys get paid? Is this one of the banks that you take it off the credit card receipts?
Well, we have those programs. I mean, we have hundreds of different programs. If you prefer something off the credit cards, I know a lot of people do, we can do it. And some people just prefer to leave that completely out of the equation.
It's completely out of the equation.
Oh, okay, perfect. Yeah, that's fine by me. Yeah, so we can structure it a number of different ways. The credit card's just one of them. Typically, the most common is to tie it directly with the bank account, just set you up on an automatic ACH payment. So we would deposit the cash in a lump sum into the bank account, then
Yeah.
set you up on a term with automatic payments.
Okay.
Okay. Now, let's see, jim.grecographics@gmail.com. So what I'll do is I'm going to send you an email right now with the application that I need and then that short list of the documents. Really, once you get those back into me, it takes me about a day to be able to get the approval amount. So I'll send it out to you. The email, you'll have my direct contact information. So you'll have my number, my email. If you have any questions on anything, you can give me a call or email me, and I'll get right back to you. But I'll send it out to you right now. When do you think you'd want to get those back into me?
I have to give them to my wife, honestly. So if you want to follow up with a phone call on Monday, that would be fine.
Okay, perfect, perfect. I'll put it on my schedule, make sure we're on the same page.
Okay, great.
Got it. All right. Thanks a lot, Jim.
You're welcome. Thank you.